Speaker!
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
As determined by the Business Committee, I seek leave that the House rise at 5 today for the autumn recess.
Leave is sought for that purpose. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
And after giving themselves an early start to their three-week adjournment, thanks there to the Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, members made the most of their last chance to sling mud at each other until Parliament resumes on May Day. In the absence of both the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, responsibility for leading the never-ending fight between National and Labour fell to their deputies, Bill English answering questions addressed to his Prime Minister from Labour's Grant Robertson.
Does he still stand by his answers around the appropriateness of chairing the committee and appointing his electorate chair, Stephen McElroy, to the Board of New Zealand On Air, given Mr McElroy's attempt to intervene in the broadcast of a programme?
In answer to the question about appropriateness, I did chuckle when I saw Mike Williams on TV going on about getting rid of cronyism when he was appointed by the last Prime Minister to, I think, 5 large public boards in which he interfered in every decision any of those entities made.
Mr Robertson then dug up some fresh dirt in a claim that the ACT member for Epsom, John Banks, had failed to declare a $15,000 donation from Sky City Casino towards his campaign expenses in the Auckland mayoralty campaign.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, the Prime Minister's concern is that members comply with the Register of Pecuniary Interests for all Members of Parliament and with the requirements of the Cabinet Manual.
Would the Prime Minister continue to have confidence in a Minister who has not declared a $15,000 donation from Sky City when running for the Auckland mayoralty, given that the penalty for failure to properly declare a donation under the Local Electoral Act is up to 2 years in prison, enough to force a resignation from Parliament?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I can only repeat the answer I gave before.
Mr English had a better answer to this question from Grant Robertson.
In reference to the Prime Minister's answers in question time on the 7th of March on the provision of unconditional love by his pet, and in light of what his own pollster has described as a, quote, quarterous horribilis for his government, will he now reconsider his apparent decision to appoint his cat Moonbeam as the government's strategist?
The Honourable Bill English.
No, Mr Speaker, I don't believe the Prime Minister would do that because the Prime Minister has great affection. The Prime Minister has great affection for Moonbeam, and being a government strategist is somewhat challenging, and Moonbeam might not be up to it.
Now, from political attacks in the chamber to military defences in the committee rooms, with this report from Rhys Lyon.
Major defence projects were the topic of discussion at the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee, although Secretary of Defence John McKinnon began by noting the recent death of a soldier serving in Afghanistan.
Could I just take this opportunity, though, Mr Chairman, to acknowledge the death of Corporal Doug Hughes, who died 2 days ago in Afghanistan, and of course on behalf of the Ministry of Defence to convey our condolences to his family.
Mr McKinnon then gave an update on developments in the Air Force.
The delivery of 4 of the 5 Augusta 109 training utility helicopters, the delivery of the first 2 upgraded C-130 Hercules to the RNZAF, arrangements now in place to upgrade the remaining 3 C-130s in Blenheim, and the first upgraded P3 Orion was delivered to the RNZAF and testing of that has begun.
Next, Mr McKinnon spoke about new capabilities for the Navy.
Weapon systems for the frigates have been delivered and one was installed on Tamana, and at the same time the power upgrade and stability enhancement of the ANZAC frigates PSU project was accepted for Tamana also. In addition, one new project commenced during this period. This will remedy deficiencies of the existing protective vessels and focus on ensuring that the HMNZS Canterbury is optimised for the capability which is envisaged for it. The Canterbury, of course, has already been demonstrating its utility, for example, in the assistance it provided in Samoa following the tsunami.
Secretary of Defence John McKinnon briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament resumes at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 1st. I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.